This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A campaign launched by the Center for Consumer Freedom targets the marketing strategy by Chipotle. The campaign started Thursday, targets alleged misleading marketing by the restaurant chain. Will Coggan is the research director for the Center for Consumer Freedom. He says the public needs to know there's more to the story than what Chipotle tells consumers.
Well, Chipotle is obviously a very popular brand, but we see farmers coming under pressure from activist groups of all kinds. And now we're seeing a restaurant itself, a business itself, kind of adopt a lot of the same language and a lot of the same false narrative and misinformation that you might expect from activist groups. So it's important for the public to understand. The public, of course, is seeing Chipotle's advertising all the time, that, hey, look, there's more to the story here than what these guys who are selling you burritos are telling you.
The campaign includes a full-page ad in the New York Post and a new website targeting Chipotle's marketing called ChubbyChipotle.com. Coggan says while many of Chipotle's marketing schemes may sound or feel good, they are often misleading.
We could talk for a long time about what's wrong with Chipotle's marketing, but with the antibiotic use, you know, Chipotle for a long time has had this no antibiotics ever policy. And so we just want to draw attention to that to people and say, hey, look, you know, this sounds good. It might be feel-good marketing. What are the consequences of that? And is that really a system that is really humane and supporting of animal welfare? And another one, of course, is Chipotle's decision to ban GMOs from its menu. And there's certainly litigation against Chipotle. But you know, that decision, frankly, was roundly criticized.
Coggan encourages farmers to join the dialogue with consumers about Chipotle's marketing.
Chipotle, like a lot of other activist groups that we've seen over the years, is certainly spinning false narrative about farming today. And just realize that we're all trying to fight for the same thing. We all want to have the information out there and make sure the public understands about food. So we hope this is an opportunity to start a dialogue and get some more discussion out there.
Coggan says the litigation filed against Chipotle earlier in the week was unrelated to the campaign announced on Thursday, but also added it made for good timing. In local news, we have a few events taking place this week. On Saturday, the Montgomery County Fair's Fall Demo Derby and Human Foosball Tournament is taking place. More details to come on that. And also on Saturday, the Montgomery County Master Gardeners are going to be hosting their 125th Farmers Institute. More details for you on that to come later as well. And last but not least, the Montgomery County Soil and Water Conservation District is accepting orders for its fall fish sale. They have a wide variety of live fish for pond stocking available. Order forms and payments are due to the Soil and Water Office in Hillsboro by September 15th. And the pickup date for that fish sale is September 22nd. Join us during the noon hour farm show to hear an interview about the sale. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.